为做公平的缘故，我要用国语讲。
In order to be fair, I'm going to speak in Chinese.
在晚上，我们的弟兄用英文讲，翻译中文。
In the evening, our brother will speak in English, and it will be translated into Chinese.
那么早晨，我就用中文讲，翻成英文。
In the morning session, I'll be speaking in Chinese.
这样大家就心平气和了。
And in that way, you'll feel that you're being treated fairly.
请我们看约翰福音第十五章。
Listen to the Gospel of John, chapter 15. John, chapter 15.
第
verse 16,
十五章十六节。
Chapter 15, verse 16.
不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存。是你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, they may give to you. He may give to you.
哥林多前书
First Corinthians
第一章
Chapter 1
从二十六节念起。
We'll begin reading from verse 26.
二十六节到二十九节
26-29
哥林多前书
First Corinthians
第一章
Chapter 1
第二十六节
Verse 26
弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的按照肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多，神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧，又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那刚强的羞愧。神也拣选了世上卑贱的，被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的，使一切这有失气的在神面前一个也不能自夸。
For consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty,not many noble, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things that are strong, and the base things of the world and the despised God has chosen, the things that are not, that he might nullify the things that are, that no man should boast before God.
加拉太书第一章第一节。
Galatians chapter 1Verse 1.
加拉太一章一节。
Galatians 1, verse 1.
做使徒的保罗不是犹于人，也不是借着人，乃是借着耶稣基督，欲叫他从死里复活的父神。
Paul, an apostle, not sent from man, nor through the agency of man, but through Jesus Christ, the God of the God.And God the Father who raised him from the dead.
最后我们看使徒行传第二十章第二十八节。
And finally we'll look at Acts 20.
二十章二十八节。
Chapter 20, book of Acts, and verse
二十八节。
28.
圣灵领你们做全情的见读，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全谨慎，模样神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。
Be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood.
我们昨天早晨在这里说到一件事。
Yesterday morning we mentioned one thing.
就是神对于属灵领袖的看法。
The way that God looks at spiritual leadership.
我们知道在神的工作的上面。
We realize in God's work.
神认为领袖是非常的重要的。
God considers spiritual leadership very vital.
虽然神的目的是要他所有的儿女都一同来侍奉他。
Even though God's intention is for all his children to serve him.
但是神却兴起领袖来带领众弟兄姊妹的侍奉。
But God does raise leadership to lead his people in this service.
这些领袖并不是代替不信的侍奉。
These leaders are not there to take the place of the ministry of the people.
他们并不包办一切属灵的事。
They are not there to monopolize the service.
他们不过被神兴起来做领导的工作。
They are raised by God to do the to lead the people.
来激发、来帮助弟兄姊妹的侍奉。
That stimulate and encourage God's people.
只等到所有神的儿女都能尽他们祭司的职分。
Until each one can fulfill their calling as a priest.
我们也看见说这一个属灵的领袖的观念与世界上领袖的观念是何等的不同。
And we also see the conception of a worldly leadership and spiritual leadership are quite contrary to one another.
在世界的上面做领袖乃是高高在上，发号施令。
In the system of this world, you are in place in a very, very high position.
在世界的上面领袖是一个地位的问题。
In the world system, leadership is a matter of position.
你如果有那个地位，你就有这个领导的一个工作。
If you're placed in that position, then you are there to lead.
但是属灵的领袖却不是这样。
But spiritual leadership is quite different.
因为主耶稣很清楚地告诉他的门徒。
Because the Lord clearly told the disciples.
在世上有君王在上治理他们。
Yes, in the world you have Lord or rulers lord over you.
但是在你们中间却不是如此。
But among you it's not so.
你们中间为大的要做最小的。
And in your midst those who wish to be great must be small.
你们中间要领头的，你们要做众人的奴仆。
And if you want to be the leader, you must be a slave to all.
所以在神的观念里头，领袖并不是在乎管理一切。
And so in God's conception of leadership is not a matter of ruling.
乃是要服侍众弟兄姊妹。
But it's a matter of serving all.
实在说来，神从古一直到今天一直在那里寻找这种的人。
And in a way, God is seeking all the time for such kind of people.
如果神能找着他能合用的那个领袖，
If God can find those who he can use,
他就能在神的儿女的中间赐下他大的祝福。
And then he can bless his people.
那么今天早晨我们在这里愿意继续往前看。
This morning we are here to go further.
就是说属灵的领袖是怎样产生的。
Is this matter how are spiritual leadership made.
属灵的领袖的产生并不根据天然的才能。
Spiritual leadership, the making of spiritual leadership is different from that of the world.
我们知道在这个世界的上面。
We know in this world,
如果今天你有天然的才干。
If you have some natural gifts,
或者你有什么那个经验
or you have some experiences,
你就可以站在领导的地位上。
And then you will be qualified to be in a place of leadership.
甚至于你没有这种的才能。
And even sometimes you don't have any gift at all.
如果你有一些的背景，
if you have some background,
你也可以占一个领袖的地位。
And you're still able to be placed in the place of leadership.
但是在属灵的领袖这件事情上不是这样。
But in a matter of spiritual leadership is not that way.
因为属灵的领袖并不根据天然的原因。
Because spiritual leadership is not that according to the natural.
它并不根据于你天然的那个才能。
It is not according to your natural ability.
它也不根据你世界上的那个背景。
It is not according to your worldly background.
它也不根据你这个人是不是有一个吸引人的那个人格。
It's not a matter whether you have a charismatic personality.
它也不是根据你有什么过去的经验。
And it's not according to whether you have any past experiences.
这些东西在世界领袖的地位上都是有用的。
All these qualities in this world, they are very useful.
但是在属灵的事情上，这些东西不是根基。
But in a matter of spiritual leadership, all these things are groundless.
有的时候你看见说，我们在这个天然方面越丰富。
Sometimes we sense that the more we possess gifts naturally,
反而我们在侍奉神的事情上就成了更大的障碍。
And oftentimes they become a hindrance in our service to the Lord.
这并不是说这些不能被神用。
It's not that all these qualities cannot be used by God.
一面说来，神不能用一切出于天然的东西。
In one sense, God cannot use anything that is from the natural.
但是另外一面说来，神还是能用这些东西。
On the other hand, God still can use all these things.
但是这些东西必须要经过死而复活。
But all these things will have to go through death and resurrection.
如果没有经过死而复活的话，神不能用它。
If they do not go through death and resurrection, God cannot use them.
因为属灵的领袖只需要在神的面前得着那属灵的恩典。
Because spiritual leadership needs to receive spiritual grace.
当我们谈到属灵领袖产生的时候，
When we talk about the making of spiritual leadership,
我想我们需要看清楚一件事。
We need to see one thing.
就是说属灵的领袖是神所拣选的。
We have to see that spiritual leadership is God's choosing.
那一个乃是神的主权。
That is God's sovereignty.
属灵的领袖并不是人自己可以去得着的。
Spiritual leadership is not man can obtain it.
保罗说他做使徒不是由于人。
Paul said he became the apostle is not according to man.
也不是借着人。
It's not through a human agency.
换一句话说，你不能自己在那里要去做属灵的领袖。
In other words, you cannot volunteer yourself to be a leader of God's people.
同时，别人也不能立你做属灵的领袖。
And also, other people cannot push you into a place of leadership.
属灵的领袖并不是因为你经过什么中的学校，有一点学习。你就可以做领袖了。
Spiritual leadership is not because you have gone through some special schooling or education.
或者说因为你受到某种的训练，所以你就自然做了属灵的领袖了。
Or you have received a particular training, therefore you are qualified to be a leader.
那就是说属灵的领袖不是人自己可以拣选的。
So in other words, spiritual leadership is not that you cannot choose for yourself.
也不是别人可以设立你的。
And it's not something that someone else can put you into that place, into that position.
凡是你自己可以去得着的。
If anything that you can do it yourself,
或者是别人可以设立你的。
Or someone can establish you.
这又不过是一种的地位。
That is it's only a mere position.
你就是有了这种的地位。
If you have such a position,
也不一定说你就能做一个属灵的领袖。
And it's not necessary you can be a spiritual leader.
因为属灵的领袖需要有属灵的权柄。
Because spiritual leadership needs spiritual authority.
属灵的权柄是根据属灵的生命。
Spiritual authority depends on spiritual life.
所以如果你没有那个属灵的生命，
If you do not have that spiritual life,
你就没有那个属灵的权柄，
Then you will not have that spiritual authority.
你就是占了一个高的地位，
If you are placed in a high position,
只不过在人面前有这个地位，
Before man you have such a position,
在属灵的实际上你没有领导的那个能力。
But in spiritual reality, you do not have the power to lead.
所以主耶稣在约翰15章16节告诉我们说，
So John tells us in chapter 15, verse 16 of John.
他说, 不是你们拣选了我,
not that you have chosen me,
是我拣选了你们,
but I have chosen you.
并且分派你们去结果子,
and I send you to bear fruit,
叫我的父因此能得着荣耀,
that my Father may be glorified.
所以弟兄姊妹, 属灵领袖的产生,
brothers and sisters, the making of spiritual leadership, it is from God's choosing.
神要拣选谁,
if he will choose certain person, then he will choose that person. Man is absolutely helpless in this matter.
许多的时候神拣选了某某人,
sometimes God chose a certain person.
也许我们不同意,
sometimes we disagree.
也许我们在那里说, 为什么神拣选这个人?
Sometimes we wonder why God has chosen such a person.
我们不知道神拣选的原因,
we do not know why he chose that person.
但是神知道他所做的是什么,
but God knows what he is doing.
所以我们看见说, 属灵领袖的产生是根据神的拣选,
so we see that the making of spiritual leadership is according to God's choosing.
在这里人不能争执,
here we cannot argue.
人也没有办法在哪里争论这件事情,
we cannot debate about this matter.
因为这是我们神的属灵的主权,
because this is God's sovereignty.
当他来拣选的时候,
when he chooses a person,
那个被拣选的人, 他就能做那个属灵的领袖,
and the one who was chosen is able to be a leader.
当然我们知道, 神拣选, 乃是有他的理由的,
we know when God chooses a person, there is reason behind it.
但是不管那个理由是什么, 我们看见那个重点是在神自己的拣选,
no matter what reason lies behind, it's God's sovereignty that's behind it.
神他不但是在那里拣选他要兴起的领袖来,
God not only is there looking for spiritual leadership,
并且我们知道当神拣选的时候,
we can see when God has chosen a person,
他完全不根据你这个天然的那个光景,
he does not choose you because of your background.
所以在哥林多前书第一章这样的告诉我们,
so 1 Corinthians chapter 1 we are told,
他说弟兄们你们这些蒙召的人,
and he said, brethren, those who are consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble.
根据神的护照,
according to God's calling,
按照肉体来说,
according to the flesh, not many wise,
有能力的不多,
not many mighty,
有尊贵的也不多,
not many noble.
那么神究竟拣选了谁呢?
Now to whom God is going to choose?
27节,
神却拣选世上愚拙的, God has chosen the foolish things of the world.
他拣选世上软弱的,
he chose the weak things of the world.
他拣选世上卑贱的,
he chose the base things of the world.
被人厌恶的,
despised by the world.
以及那无有的,
and those who are not.
我想这些话就很清楚地告诉我们,
and all these words are very clear to us,
神的拣选并不根据你在地上有什么,
God's calling is not according to what you have in this world,
并不根据你在肉体里面有什么,
not according to what you have in your flesh,
你肉体里面你智慧算不得什么在神面前,
the wisdom of your flesh does many things to God.
你在天上里面的能力在神面前也算不得什么,
your natural strength in God's sight has no account.
你在地上的尊贵神也根本看不重他,
your nobility is not important to God.
神能拣选那些愚昧的人,
God wants to choose the foolish.
神能拣选那些软弱的人,
he can choose the weak.
神能拣选那些卑贱的人,
and he can choose the base,
甚至于被人厌恶的人,
and even those who are despised,
乃是一无所有的人,
and those who are not.
所以你要看见说, 完全是根据 神的拣选。
So everything is according to God's choosing.
因此没有一个人能夸口。
Therefore, no one can boast.
如果今天神拣选了一个人做领袖
，If today God chose a person to be a leader,
这个人他毫无可夸之处。
He has nothing to boast of himself.
因为一切都是神自己的主权。
Because everything is according to God's sovereignty.
我想这一点我们在神面前需要很清楚地看见。
I think this point we need to be very clear before the Lord.
我们知道在历史的上面有一个人叫 St. Francis of Assisi.
We know in the history there is a man called St. Francis of Assisi.
这一个人他被神大大的使用。
This man was mightily used by God.
有一天他的一个同伴 Brother Matthew.
One day his companion Brother Matthew
在那里看看这个圣法莱西斯。
He looked at St. Francis of Assisi.
他在那里对他看看
he looked at him
他就在那里说了
and he was thinking not
他说为什么为什么
he said why
为什么为什么
why
为什么
why
他在那里讲的时候带着讽刺的那个口味
how why he spoke with funny words
所以法莱西斯就问他说
so FrancisAssisi replied,
你究竟在那里问什么问题
What kind of question are you asking?
他就告诉法利西斯说
he told him,
他说为什么
Why?
世界上的人都跟从你
All the people of the world are following you.
为什么世界上的人都喜欢听你的话
Why they want to listen to your preaching?
为什么世界上的人都顺服你
Why they come and obey you?
你又不长得美丽
You are not very good looking
你有没有什么大的学问
You are not very well educated
你的出身也不高贵
Your background is not very noble
那为什么这样呢
Why can this thing happen?
哎呀当法兰西斯听见这些话的时候
So when Francis Assisi heard these words
他就低下他的头来就在那里望他就举起他的眼睛望着天
And he raised his eyes and looked up into the heaven.
他在那里满了喜乐。
He was full of joy.
他在那里好像静默了一个时候。
And he was there, yes, almost complete silence.
他在那里敬拜赞美神。
And he was there worshiping and praising God.
然后他就跪在地上。
And he knelt down on the ground.
在那里称颂他的神。
Praising God.
他就对那个同伴说。
And he spoke to his companion.
你真要知道为什么吗?
Do you want to know why?
让我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
神拣选我。
God chose me.
因为他在全世界上他找不到一个更卑贱的人。
Because he could not find among men one is more humble than I am.
神的眼睛观看世界上所有的罪人。
When God looked at all the sinners of the world,
他不能找到有一个罪人比我更低微了。
He cannot find a sinner more sinful than I am.
他不能找到一个人比我更卑贱了。
He cannot find a person that is more low.
因此神他就拣中了我。
Therefore God chose me.
来完成他所要完成的工作。
Chose me to fulfill his work.
叫神的名能得着
成长 and to glorify God's name
所以弟兄姊妹让我们这里清楚地看见
so brothers and sisters just see very clearly
属灵的领袖完全是神的拣选
spiritual leadership is completely up to God's choosing
并不根据你有什么你是什么
not according to what you are or who you are
记得十八个弟兄他曾这样说
for the spark spoke about this one
他说神所拣选的领袖乃是那些不能的人 cannot men
he said those who are chosen by God to be leaders are the cannot men
乃是那些不能的人
those who cannot do anything
他说这个不能有两方面
he said this cannot has two sides
第一方面
first on one side
因为这些人受了神的对付
because they've been dealt by the law
看见他自己的败坏和软弱
They saw their own corruption
他们受了十字架的对付。
They've been dealt by the cross.
知道他们自己实在是不能。
They realize in themselves they are nothing.
因此神就能使用他们。
Therefore God can use them.
第二方面的不能
On the other side
就是说当他们感觉自己不能的时候
When they realize they are nothing in themselves
神说我就是要拣选你
God says you are the person I'm looking for
那你就也不能推辞
And then you cannot say no to the Lord
你就是不愿意也没有办法
Even though if you want to you have no choice
所以被神拣选的人乃是不能的人
So those who are chosen by God are they cannot man
比方说像摩西这个人
Let's take example of Moses
我们知道到摩西他四十岁的时候
At the age of 40
他心中起意要看望他的弟兄
He decided to visit his brethren
而摩西他实在有一个心要顾念他希伯来的弟兄们
And Moses has a heart to visit and to be with his brethren
他就出去去看望他的弟兄们
And he went out to visit them
他看见有一个埃及人在那里欺负一个希伯来人
And he saw an Egyptian was there beating his brethren
摩西乃是大有力量的人
And Moses was a powerful man
所以他就把那个埃及人打死了
And then he killed the Egyptian
他拯救了他自己的兄弟
He delivered his brethren
他心里当然觉得非常的高兴
And he feel very satisfied
到了第二天他又出去看望他的弟兄
Then the next day he went out again
他看见有两个希伯来人在那里争论
And he saw two of his brethren were fighting with each other.
圣经说摩西是大有口才的人。
And scripture says that Moses is a man of eloquence.
所以他就用他这个三寸不烂之舌，他就要束缚他的弟兄们。
So he was using his mighty speech or his eloquence to pacify the argument.
他以为说定位他所说的话能劝化他的弟兄们。
And he think that his word would do the work.And to solve that problem.
他自己觉得说神给他有托付
And he felt God has entrusted him with a mission.
神乃是差遣他来做以色列的领袖拯救者
And God has chosen him to be the leader of his people Israel.
哪里想到他自己的弟兄不相信他
And he didn't realize that his own brethren were not listening to him.
他那个欺负人的弟兄就说谁立你做我们的首
领 And one of the Hebrew persons said, who set you up as our leader?
你要打死我像昨天打死那个埃及人吗
Are you going to kill me like you killed the Egyptian yesterday?
因为这个消息传出去了
Because the news already spread.
所以摩西只能逃难
And the only way for Moses to do is to run away.
弟兄姊妹你在这里看见有一个人
Brother and sister, you see here is one person.
他感觉神是设立他做领袖
He felt God has set him up as a leader.
他里头也有负担
And he has a burden in his heart.
他也有这个关心这个热心
And he has this great concern for his people.
他乃是一个大有才能的人
And he is a man of might.
他乃是一个口才的人
He's a man of eloquence
他要依靠他自己天然的能力
And he was relying on his natural strength
来拯救以色列的人
To deliver
来做以色列的领袖
To deliver Israel and to be the leader
结果被他的父亲所拒绝
But he was rejected by his people
实在说来也是被神拒绝
In a way he was rejected by God also
神认为说这些够不上在他拣选做属灵的领袖
God said he is not qualified to be a leader
所以他就逃到米甸的荒野里头
And so he ran away to the land of Midian
在那里看羊四十年之久
And he was there as a shepherd for 40 years
到他八十岁的时候
At the age of 80
有一天到他看羊的时候
When he was shepherding the sheep
神就向他显现
And God revealed to him
并且在那里吩咐他说要回到埃及去救以色列的百姓
And God told him to return to Egypt to deliver his people
到这个时候摩西怎么说呢
And at this moment what did Moses reply
摩西说
Moses said
我是什么人呢
He said who I am
我怎么能去见法老的面呢
How can I go back and face Pharaoh
你知道四十年之前他的感觉不是这样
But you know, 40 years ago, his feeling was not the same.
40 years 之前他说我是一个大有作为的人
40 years ago, he thought, I am a man of might. And 40 years after, he said, who am I? I am a man of nothing. I am nothing. How can I go and face Pharaoh? God said, I'll go with you.
你要去,
you go.
告诉他们说我已经听见他们的哀声。
You go and tell the people that I have heard their cry.
我纪念我与亚伯拉罕所立的约。
I remember my covenant with Abraham.
我要拯救他们出来。
I'll deliver them out of Egypt.
你知道摩西他的推辞很多。
And you know Moses had many excuses.
从前的时候你不吩咐他他就勇往直前了。
Now before you tell him to do anything, he has many things he wanted to do.
可以说他是跑在
You can say he was running before God.
现在神要他去了,
now God wants him to go, but he is there hesitating.
他说,
and say, if I go there and tell them God sent me to them,
他们就说,
and they will say, what's the name of your God?
所以神就告诉他说,
and God told him, I am that I am.
自由永远的神差遣你去拯救以色列人。
I am that I am has sent you.
摩西又在哪里说了？
And Moses again replied.
他说我如果到了哪里告诉他们说自由永有的神差遣我来拯救你们。
And he said, if I told them the I am that I am sent me to you,
他们如果不相信,
if they will not believe that you have revealed to me,
那我怎么办呢?
What should I do?
那么你知道神在哪里叫他把手中的杖就变成蛇了。
And God comes to throw down his staff on the ground and became a serpent.
然后把这个蛇尾拿起来又变成神的杖。
When Moses picked up from the tail of the serpent and then became that staff again.
然后把手放在胸间里头就当了大麻风了。
And he put his hand in his breast and then became a leprosy.
再放在里头就洁净了。
And when he put it back again, it is clean.
神说如果他们不相信这两个记号,
God said, if they will not believe these two miracles,
你把尼罗河的水拿出来倒在地上,
and you draw water from the river now and throw and pour it on the ground, it will become blood.
这样他们就会相信,
and then they will believe you.
但是摩西还在那里推辞,
but Moses is still arguing with
他说,
God.
神啊,我是口非常特的人。
And Moses said, I'm not good in speech.
我不会讲话。
I cannot talk.
也难怪。
No wonder why.
因为40年之久他就在那里看几头的羊。
Because for 40 years he been there just faced with a sheep.
他没有办法对羊在那里发表大的言论。
He cannot make a speech to the sheep.
所以40年之后他实在也不会讲话了。
So after 40 years no wonder he cannot speak.
所以他说我是口拙的一个人，我不会说话怎么办？
He said, what can I do if I cannot speak?
神说谁造你的口?
And God said, who made your mouth?
我会给你口才。
I can give you eloquence.
摩西还在那里推辞。
But Moses still arguing with God.
他说神啊,你要差遣谁就差遣谁吧。
And Moses said, if you want to send, whoever you want to send, you can send.
意思就是说,
what do you mean is,
你怎么一定要我去呢?
Why do you want me?
神就发怒了。
And God was angry with him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们在这里就看见摩西是一个不能的人。
We can see that Moses, at this point, he is a man of nothing.
他真正看见他自己不能。
He really saw himself that he is nothing.
但是他又不能不去。
But he cannot go. He cannot but go.
我们可以再举一个例子。
We can give another example.
我们想到这个耶利米。
We can think of Jeremiah.
我们知道耶利米第一章告诉我们说,
In this first chapter of Jeremiah, we are told,
当神的话临到耶利米的时候,
when the word of the Lord came upon Jeremiah,
神在那里说, 我要立你做先知。
He said, I want to appoint you as a prophet.
你知道耶利米怎样回答呢?
How did Jeremiah reply?
耶利米在神说神啊, 我是一个年幼的人啊。
Jeremiah said, I'm but a youth.
我怎么能做你的出口呢?
How can I be your mouthpiece?
神说, 我在那里要给你话语。
God said, I'll give you the word.
他不能。
taken up.
因为他不能，所以神拣选他。
Because he cannot, therefore God chose him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
如果你能的话，恐怕你就落选了。
If you think you can, I'm afraid God cannot use you.
如果你不能，神反而能拣选。
Because you cannot, then God will choose you.
不但是这样。
Not only that.
你如果再读耶利米书的话
，If you read further on the book of Jeremiah，
你知道耶利米就在哪里为神说话
？And God, Jeremiah became God's mouthpiece.
耶利米他说神啊，你在哪里劝导我，我就听了你的劝了。
And Jeremiah said, "Now you are instructing me." Then I'll give the instruction.
我就在那里，照着你，所知道的，我就说话了。
I can only tell what you, I have received from you.
我说了许许多多悲哀的话语。
I spoke many sad news.
因此我就成了众人所讥笑的人。
Then I become a laughing stock for the people.
但是我在那里说，我不说了。
So I said, I'm not going to open my mouth.
我从今以后就不再说话了。
From now on, I'll not open my mouth.
他说，但是我里面好像在骨头里面火烧一样。
But inside of me, it burns within me.
叫我不能不说。
I cannot but speak.
是一个不能的人。
He is a man that cannot.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们在这里看见说，神所拣选的人乃是那一些不能的人。
So we can see God is looking for those men that cannot in themselves.
一面在你的里面，圣灵在你给你里面的压力。
Holy Spirit inside give the pressure within you.
一面在环境的上面，想吹拂你在那里要起来。
On the hand, using the environment to push you and to mold you.
A.W. Tozer 他说这句话。
Bob Tozer had this to say.
他说一个人他如果自己要做领袖
He said, if a person who wants to be the leader himself
他这一种的愿望就叫他不配做领袖
he in that sense he disqualify himself to become a leader
往往神所拣选的领袖他根本并不愿意领导
all those who were chosen by God they do not want to be a leader in themselves
反而他很愿意做一个跟从的人
they rather be a follower
凡是在那里自愿意做领袖而不能跟从的人
For those who want to be a leader and not willing to be a follower,
这一个人根本不配做属灵的领袖。
This kind of person is not qualified to be a leader.
如果我们不能跟随，我们就不能领导。
If we cannot follow, then we cannot lead.
如果我们会跟随，我们才有时候可以做领袖。
If we can follow, then sometimes we may lead.
所以这里给我们看见说，这是做领袖，都是根据神的拣选。
And so we see to become a spiritual leadership is up to God
并不在乎我们自己是什么
It's not up to us what we are or who we are
完全是神主宰的拣选
It's all up to God's sovereignty
如果今天神在他的怜悯里头拣选了你
If God, in God's mercy if he has chosen you
你只能低头在神面前敬拜
You can only bow down and worship him
你只能在神面前承认说神啊
You can only acknowledge before God.
不是因为我里面有什么。
It's not because there's anything in me.
因为你看见我是一无所有。
Because you see that I have nothing.
因为你看见我是人中间最不配的人。
Because you see that I'm the most disqualified person in all the world.
因此你就拣选了。
Therefore you have chosen.
所以一个蒙拣选的人，他在神面前没有可夸的地方。
And so anyone that's chosen by God, he had nothing to boast.
他可以像保罗。这样说我传福音乃是我的本分
He said you can be like Paul said, when I preach the gospel it's my obligation
如果不传福音我就有祸了
Woe to me if I do not preach
我并没有什么可夸的地方
I have nothing to boast
这一个是一方面
This is one side
但是弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
不错领袖的产生是根据神的拣选
It's true The making of leadership is according to God's choosing.
而他的拣选并不根据你天然有什么。
And his choosing is not according to what you possess naturally.
但是在另外一方面。
But on the other hand,
因为真理都是平衡的。
Because truth is balanced.
神拣选人总有他的原因。
God chose a person had his reason.
当神拣选的时候。
When God chooses a person,
在人欲方面必须有人的配合。
There should be a response from man.
圣经告诉我们说
Scripture tells us,
梦召的人多，选上的人少。
Many are called, but few are chosen.
我们从广泛一面来看
from the broad way of looking at it,
可以说神既然他在那里寻找做领袖的人
in a way, God is there looking for leadership.
那当然可以说神巴不得每一个人都能起来做领袖。
God's desire is everyone to be a leader.
你记得在旧约里头有这样的一个故事。
Do you know in Old Testament there is such a story?
摩西带领以色列的百姓在旷野里面。
When Moses was leading the Israelites in the wilderness,
他实在觉得责任太重。
And he felt the responsibility was just too much for him.
他实在觉得说他不能担当了。
And he felt that he cannot bear the burden anymore.
他忘记说不是他在那里承担。
He failed to remember that it was not himself who bear the burden.
那一次主的灵在他的里面给他力量来担当。
It was spirit of God that enables him to bear the burden.
但是许多的时候我们也会忘记。
But sometimes we do forget.
神把我们放在一个领导的地位上。
When God places us in a place of leadership,
我们遭遇许许多多的艰难。
We are meeting all kinds of problems.
有的时候被人误会。
Sometimes people misunderstood.
有的时候被人反对。
Sometimes people criticize.
有的时候我们行不通。
Sometimes we have no way to go.
有的时候有许多麻烦的事情临到我们身上。
And sometimes there are many problems we encounter.
有的时候我们感觉说，哎呀，这个太多了。
And sometimes we feel all these things are just too much for us.
好像是我们在那里担负一切。
And so we are the one who is bearing this whole load.
其实不是我们。
It's not we.
乃是主的灵在我们的里面。
It's the Holy Spirit in us.
他在那里承担一切。
He's there bearing all this burden.
但是摩西那个时候觉得责任太重。
And Moses felt the burden was too much.
他就在神的面前要辞职了。
And he wants to resign before God.
神在那里怎么说呢？
What did God reply?
我们知道我们的神实在是蛮有怜悯，蛮有恩典的。
We know our God is most merciful and most gracious.
他说好。
He said, okay.
你如果觉得实在责任太重，
If you feel the burden is too much for you,
那么叫不幸中那七十个一个领袖。
And you choose among the people.70 leaders.
在百姓中间有七十个做领袖的人。
There are 70 people among the 70 leaders among the people.
叫他们来到你的面前。
Bring them to yourself.
我要把在你身上的灵分给这七十个。
And I will distribute the spirit that's upon you among them.
弟兄姊妹，请注意。
Brothers, just do remember.
在那里，神并没有说。
The God did not say,
我要把我的灵给这七十个人。
God did not say, I'm not gonna, I will not give my spirit to all those 70 people.
神说我要把在你身上的灵分给这七十个人。
God said, I will take the spirit that's in you and distribute among them.
那就是说那个灵的能力还是那么一点。
And in other words, the part of the spirit is still that same one spirit.
并没有加增。
There's no more added to it.
不过是分给七十个人了。
It's only distributed.
本来坐在摩西的身上。
Before it's all in one person, Moses himself.
现在有七十个人与他一同享分享。
And now there are 70 others share with him that same spirit.
能力并没有加增。
There's no added strength.
不过责任就分了。
But the responsibility is shared.
所以结果这七十个人被召集来。
And so all the 70 people were brought before him.
但是有两个人不来。
And there were two did not come.
恐怕他们也看不起摩西。
Because they despised Moses.
觉得他办事办得不好。
Because they felt he did not
have to handle him. 他们对他也有一点误会。
And they probably misunderstood him.
所以根本就在营里也不来。
Even if they were in the camp, they did not come.
但是感谢赞美神，神的灵也降在他们身上。
But thank God, the Holy Spirit also fell upon them.
约书亚看见了。
Joshua saw it.
心里非常的嫉妒。
And he was very jealous.
非常为摩西不平。
He was very jealous for Moses.
他在那里对摩西就禁止他们。
And he told Moses, forbid them.
摩西怎么说？
What did Moses say?
巴不得神的灵临到所有他的百姓。
He said, I wish that the Spirit of God fall upon all God's people.
巴不得所有的神的百姓都能做先知。
I wish that all God's people will become priests.
这个实在是代表神的心愿。
This represents God's heart.
神愿意我们每一个人都有机会来服侍他。
God desired each one of us have the opportunity to serve Him.
但是蒙召的人多，选上的人少。
But many are called, few are chosen.
许多的时候，神要我们。
Many times the Lord wants us.
但是我们配不上。
But we could not meet His requirements.
而并不是因为我们天然不够聪明。
It's not because we are not wise naturally.
我们以为说聪明的人可以被神用。
We think only those who are wise can be leaders.
我是一个愚昧的人，我怎么能被神用呢？
And he said, I'm a very stupid person. How can I be used by God?
聪明的人才能懂得圣经。
Only the wise can understand the scripture.
一个愚昧的人怎么能懂得圣经呢？
And I'm not very wise. How can I understand God's word?
如果今天我天然是有口才的人，
If I have eloquence,
我就能传道。
Then I can preach.
如果我是一个割嘴的人，
If I am dumb,
我怎么能传主的话语呢？
How can I preach the gospel of Christ?
如果我这个人这个思想是非常的敏锐的，
If I'm dull in my thinking,
我有许许多多的思念，
And I have all kinds of complexes,
这样我在侍奉神的事情上才有办法， 才有办法。
Okay, then I can serve the Lord.
如果我这个人思路也是很小的，
Now, if my thinking is very limited,
那么我侍奉神啊，我也想不出新的花样来。
And so I cannot really think any ways how to serve the Lord better.
我怎么能侍奉神呢？
How can I serve Him?
我们以为说，神拣选人总是要根据我们天然所有。
So we thought God chooses us is always according to our natural ability.
甚至于我们在世界上所学习的，
even the things we learn from this world.
我们呢，在地上年日活得多一点。
We live longer in this world.
我们经验也多了。
We have more experience.
那可以世故人情啊，都生了。
And we can know how to manage affairs.
这样的话，我们才能在教会里头来做治理的工作。
Well, in that case, then we know how to manage the church of God.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
我们看见神的拣选并不根据这些东西。
God's choose is not according to all these things.
但是，是不是说？是不是说神拣选人？
God chose a person.
因为不根据这些天然的一切。
He does not choose according to all these natural gifts.
他就没有条件了。
Doesn't mean he has no requirement.
他就在那里，好像没有要求了。
Doesn't mean that he has no demand.
我们看见他在拣选的人身上，他是有他的要求。
So we can see that in his choosing.He does demand.
这个要求不是根据于天然。
This demand is not according to your natural gift or ability.
这个要求乃是根据于属灵。
This requirement is spiritual.
神在那里拣选一个人做领袖。
When God chose a person to be a leader,
乃是在这个人身上有属灵的前途。
And because he sees there is spiritual future in this life.
换一句话说。
In other words,
神看见在这里有一个人。
And when God sees a person,
虽然就说天然来说啊一无所有。
According to the natural, he possessed nothing.
但是神看见在这里有一个人，他向着神有一颗的心。
But when God sees that this person has a heart for him,
他向着神有一颗清洁的心。
And he has a pure heart before the Lord.
因为他的心是向着神，
Because his heart is toward the Lord,
同时他也愿意把自己完全放在神的手里。
And he also desires to place himself in God's hand.
他愿意接受圣灵的管制。
He wants to receive the dealing of the Holy Spirit.
他愿意让十字架在他身上做圣的工作。
He wants the cross to do its work in his life.
他在神的面前，他肯悔改。
He wants to repent before God.
他在神的面前肯谦卑。
He wants to be humble before God.
他在神的面前肯放下他的自己。
He wants to give everything up for God.
他在世界上，他在人面前并不追求什么。
He has no ambition affection in the things of this world.
他也不追求地位。
He is not seeking for position.
他也不追求众人的拥护。
He is not seeking the approval of man.
他只有一颗的心，就是向着神。
He only has a heart for the Lord.
也让神在他身上能工作。
And he wants God to do a work in his life.
这样的人。
This kind of person,
神就能使用他。
God can use this kind of person.
这样的人。
This kind of person,
神就能训练他。
God can train him.
我们不是说过吗？
We have said,
一个被神做兴起做领袖的人。
One who is raised by God to be a leader.
不是在这个所谓的这个神学里头可以学出来的。
It's not.You cannot be trained in a theological school.
你不能在这个神学校里头啊，去被训练出来。
You cannot learn all these lessons in a Bible school.
你不能在那里好像选了几门课，那你就可以做领袖。
You cannot go to school and choose few courses and that qualifies you to become a leader.
但是这并不是说我们不需要学习。
It does not mean we should not be educated.
我们需要要在神自己的学校里面来学习。
We need to learn this in the school of Christ.
我们需要在苦难里面来学习。
We have to learn in the school of suffering.
我们需要在圣灵的管制底下来学习。
We have to learn all these things under the control and discipline of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要在主面前有许多属灵的功课来学习。
We need to learn many spiritual lessons before the Lord.
只有这样，我们在神面前肯学习的人。
Only those who can learn this kind of lesson before the Lord,
才能配得上被神所拣选。
They can meet God's requirements.
否则的话，我们根本就配不上。
Otherwise, we'll never be able to meet God's requirements.
我想最好的例子
，I think the best example,
就是我们的主十二个门徒。
The disciple the Lord Jesus.
你知道我们的主在世界上的时候。
We know the Lord Jesus when he was on earth.
当他开始传道的时候
When he began to preach,
有许多的人听他的道
There were many people come to hear him.
也有许多的人拥挤他
There are many people who come to support him.
有许多的人在那里跟从他
There are many people following him.
但是我们的主的心并不在那个群众
The Lord's heart was not with the multitude.
虽然他对于群众满了怜悯的心
Even though he has compassion on the multitude.
因为他看见这种群众好像羊没有牧人一样。
Because he saw a sheep without shepherd.
但是我们的主他所注意的还不是群众。
What the Lord was concentrating was not the multitude.
他所注意的乃是要拣选十二个门徒。
His attention was the choosing of the 12.
为着拣选这十二个门徒
because he had chosen the 12,
我们的主在山上一个晚上在那里祷告
And the Lord was up on the mountain pray all night.
他在那里寻求父的旨意
He was there seeking the will of the Father.
我们不知道那一天晚上的祷告里面的光景
We do not know the contents of his prayer.
这个实在是一个奥秘
This is a mystery.
我们不知道主在那里祷告的时候
We do not know when the Lord prayed.
他在那寻求父的旨意的时候
He was seeking the will of the Father.
父啊，你要我拣选那许多人的中间，你要我拣选谁呢
？Lord, who do you want me to choose among all these multitudes?
我想这是一个很大的问题。
This is a big question.
你知道祷告了一夜之后。
Do you know after that evening of prayer?
主就在那里拣选十二个门徒。
The Lord chose the 12.
如果你看马太福音第十章。
If you turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 10.
你看这十二个门徒是谁呢
？You notice who were these 12 disciples?
西门和安德烈兄弟两个乃是打鱼的人。
Simon.Who is called Peter and Andrew, his brother, they were fishermen.
西庇太的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，他们也是打鱼的人。
James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, they are also fishermen.
腓力，我们不知道他做什么职业。
Philip, we really do not know what his profession.
但是我们知道腓力这个人，他很喜欢发问题。
We know that Philip is one who is full of questions. 巴多罗马，Bartholomew，
他就是拿大叶。
He's Nathaniel。
主耶稣说，这个人乃是里面没有诡诈的人。
And the Lord told said this man there's no guile in him。
多马
，Thomas。
多马是个多疑的人。
Thomas is one who doubts。
他一直在那里，你和这个，你和那一个。
And he's doubting and doubting and doubting。
马太是一个税吏。
Matthew is a tax gatherer。
那个税吏当初的时候是给众人所轻看的。
A tax gatherer in those days is the person who is despised。
亚勒菲的儿子雅各。
And then Alphaeus.Son James.
我们有的时候叫他这个小雅各 James the Less.
Yeah, we call him James the Less.
我们不知道他的背景怎样。
We do not know his background.
他在圣经里头，我们看见他有三个名字。
We know that this person has three names.
所以我们叫他是三个名字的人。
We call him the person that has three names.
究竟怎么样，我们也不清楚。
We are not very clear about this matter.
分水当的西门。
And there is Simon the Zealot.
我们知道当时在犹太国，因为在罗马帝国管制之下。
And we know that in those days Israel was under the rule of the Roman Empire.
所以有一部分的犹太人，他们就组织了一个分瑞党。
And so at that time, some Jews they organized themselves as a counter group.
他们在那里反对罗马的政府。
They are against the rule of the Roman Empire.
他们常常做暗杀的工作。
And they do all kinds of works, assassination.
所以你看见在这里有一个人，他西门，他是在那个党里头的人。
Yeah, we can see this disciple belongs to that group.
那么最后。那是卖耶稣的犹大。
And lastly, we have Judas Iscariot who.
你看这十二个人啊。
We see these 12 disciples.
没有一个是尊贵的。
None of them is honorable.
没有一个有智慧的。
None of them is wise.
没有一个有能力的。
None of them is mighty.
没有一个有地位的。
None of them had any position.
恐怕十二个人中间最智慧的就是卖耶稣的犹大。
I think the only one that's wise among the 12 is one who sold the law.
因为他聪明了，所以他卖耶稣了。
Because he was very wise.And he saw the Lord.
其他的人我们看见都是无知的渔夫啊。
And the rest, they are all very, very humble fishermen.
或者他乃是一个堕落的这个税吏。
Or he is the tax gatherer who is despised.
税吏，你知道在当时的时候啊，乃是替这个罗马国受税。
And then the gatherer, tax gatherer, and those they work for the Roman Empire.
罗马帝国在那里压制犹太人。
And the Roman Empire oppressed.Israel.
他们就设立许多的海关呢，向他们抽税。
And they set up many tax gatherers to collect taxes from the people.
但是为着要避免麻烦的缘故。
Because they want to avoid problems.
所以这些海关呢，那都是 auction 的， yeah. 都是那个拍卖的。
Yeah, all these tax gatherers are
拍卖 auctioneers.
Yeah,
auction. 拍卖这个海关。
Oh, I see, bribery.
我们知道说他在那里说，比方说加布农吗？
Capernaum, yes.
加布农乃是一个这个生意的出入口。
Capernaum is a commercial district.
那么罗马帝国要在那里设立一个海关。
And there the Roman Empire will set up a custom house.
要抽税。
Collect taxes.
那他怎么说呢？
And how
他就拍卖了。
The auction.
你们可以来破这个海关。
You can come and
auction
the custom.
如果你出一万。
Or if you bid for 10,000,
你给我们政府一万块钱。
You give the government 1,000.
那个人说一万五千。
Another said 15,000.
那么一万五千的人就拿了这个海关了。
The highest bid, who gets it?
他只要给罗马政府一万五千一年就可以了。
All he has to do is give the Roman Empire 15,000.
那么其他都跑到他自己的荷包里头来。
And the rest of the tax he collects, he puts in his own pocket.
所以他在那里敲诈。
And so there is auction, bidding.
他在那里这个 extort. 他在那里欺负他自己的同胞。
He's there, chief, take advantage of his own people.
所以当时的犹太人看这些税吏都是卖国石。
And so,、so when the Jewish people they look at this cavalry as those who are not patriotic.
都是汉奸。
They are foreign foreign traders.
所以最看不起他们的。
They despise them.
但是你看啊，主耶稣十二个门徒里头有一个分锐当的西门。
And you see another person among the disciples who is a zealot.
那分锐当呢，就是爱国当了。
He is the extreme patriotic.
他非常 radical 啊，他非常的爱这个爱罗的犹太国。
Yeah, he loves the country. He's a radical.
那么就拣选一个卖国贼，也拣选一个那个爱国人。
Yeah, so the Lord pick one who loves the money and the one who loves the country.
你如果仔细去看，要把这十个人配在一起啊，那实在奇妙。
And when the Lord can put all these 12 together, it is really a miracle.
这些的人又软弱又不行。
All these people are very weak and they are nothing.
并且里头有许许多多的问题，许许多多的疙瘩。
And among them there are all kinds of questions and all kinds of inward conflict.
难怪主耶稣需要祷告一个晚上。
And no wonder the Lord had to pray the whole evening for them.
为什么我们的主不拣选一些有智慧的人呢？
Why the Lord would not choose those that are wise?
为什么主耶稣不拣选一些有能力的人呢？
Why would the Lord not choose those who are mighty?
为什么主耶稣不拣选一些高贵的人呢？
Why the Lord would not choose those who are noble?
因为智慧的人，
because those that are wise,
能力的人，
those that are mighty,
高贵的人，
those that are noble,
他不愿意被主用。
Because they will not allow the Lord to use them.
他们要过他们自己的生活。
They want to live their own life.
他们要走他们自己的道路。
They want to do their own things and walk their own way.
虽然他们在地上有这些。
Even though they have all these things in their world.
但是他们这些成了在神面前的拦阻。
Because they have all these things and all these things became a hindrance before the Lord.
可以说我们的主在那一天晚上祷告的时候，
So we can say when the Lord was praying that evening,
神就把我们的主所寄出的那个群众一个一个摆在主的面前。
As though the Father showed the Lord each of the individual among those multitudes.
尼哥底母走过了，
Nicodemus went by,
不能用。
God said no.
一个一个走过，
one by one pass through，
不能用，
no one，
不能拣选，
God cannot choose，
所以结果就剩下这十二个。
So when we're passing through, there are only 12 left，
十二个软弱无用的人，
12 weak and useless persons，
这个可以说是主所能拣选的最好的人。
And those represent the best that God can choose。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters，
我们看见，
we see
主在那里拣选了这十二个人。
The Lord chose those 12.
但是我们的主心满意足。
But our Lord was satisfied.
他虽然说得着的不过是这样的人。
Even though those 12 represent the way they were.
智慧一点的人，能力一点的人，有一点的人都配不上。
Those who do have strength, those who have might, God cannot use them.
主只能得着这些卑卑微微的人。
So God can only use those that are nothing.
但是这些卑微的人，
all these that are weak and humble,
恐怕除了犹大之外，
except from you, Judas,
他们在主面前却有一颗的心，
they do have a heart.
他们什么都没有，
they have nothing.
他们难处很多，
they have many problems.
但是他们对我们的主有一颗的心，
but they do have a heart for the Lord.
他们愿意跟从主，
they want to follow him.
彼得在那里对主说，
the Lord told, Peter told the Lord,
主说你们要不要退去呢？
The Lord said, you might as well go.
彼得说，主啊，
Peter replied,
你有永生之道，
you have the word of living, you have the word of life.
我们已经相信了你，
we believe you.
我们还到哪里去？
Where can we go?
我们自由跟从你，
we want to follow you.
这一般的人，
this group of people,
把他们自己
They make themselves,
放在主的手里头，
they place themselves in God's
hand, 让主在他们身上工作，
allow the Lord to do work in their lives.
有的时候主责备他们，
sometimes the Lord reprimanded them.
好像主责备彼得，
the Lord reprimanded Peter.
彼得是满了好心，
Peter has a good heart.
说主啊，万不可如此。
Peter said, Do not be this way.
你不要上十字架。
Do not go to the cross.
你要爱惜你自己。
You have to love yourself.
但是主在哪里？
The Lord says,
说撒旦退出去。
Satan get behind him.
这种的责备，
This is the Lord's
dealing with
Peter. Who can take this?
如果你是一个有地位的人,
if you have a person of position, you have a person, you are a
person of mind,
you are a person that's wise.
你受得了这样的责备吗?
Can you be dealt with the Lord in this way?
但是我们看见,
but we see,
虽然彼得这样被责备,
even the Lord was dealt with by the Lord, he still followed the Lord.
这12个门徒,
this 12 disciples,
除了犹大之外,
aside from Judah,
主可以对付他们,
Lord can deal with him.
主可以对他们说话,
Lord can speak to them.
主可以在他们身上做任何的工作,
the Lord can do any work in their lives.
他们愿意让主在那里琢磨他们,
because they want the Lord to do that work in them.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这样的人,
this kind of person,
配得上主的拣选,
they, the Lord can choose them.
我们看见主有没有这些做的?
Do we have this kind of people?
主有没有拣错的?
Did the Lord choose the wrong person?
我们看见主并没有拣错,
the Lord did not choose the wrong person.
连主拣选犹大也没有拣错,
even the Lord chose Judas, he did not choose the wrong person, because it's the will of the Father.
我们的主他要上十字架,
the Lord wants to go to the cross.
需要有一个人昼夜与他在一起,
he needs a person who needs to be with him all evening.
在他身上找不出一个错来,
they could not find any fault with him.
犹大也承认说我卖错了人了,
and even Judah confessed, he said, I saw the wrong person.
他是无辜的人,
he is without sin.
用来用他来为主做见证,
and God even used him to testify.
这11个门�,
this 11 disciples,
我们看见当我们的主死而复活升天之后,
when we see after the Lord go through death and resurrection,
我们读使徒行传,
we read in the book of Acts,
我们看见这11个人,
we see this 11 disciples
加上马提亚,
and Matthias,
这12个使徒,
these 12 disciples,
怎样被主使用,
how they were used by the Lord.
在无旬节的那一天,
on the day of Pentecost,
彼得和11个使徒站起来,
and Peter and the 11 stood up,
在那里为主做见证,
they testified for the Lord.
3,000人得救,
3,000 were
saved. 我们看见这12个人,
we see these 12,
怎样被主使用,
used by the Lord.
没有多少年之间,
within few years,
福音就传遍了当时的世界,
the gospel was preached to the known world of those days.
我们的主没有拣错,
our Lord did not choose,
主在他们身上做了神的工作,
the Lord did a deep work in their lives.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
神所要的人是属灵的人,
God, the leader God wants is spiritual man.
不是地上有才干的人,
not because your ability.
不是地上有智慧的人,
not because you are wise.
不是地上有能力的人,
not because you are mighty.
这些的人不能被主用,
they cannot be used by God.
主所要的是属灵的人,
God wants spiritual man.
让心在他们身上做神的工作,
they want the Lord to work in their lives.
哦弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
主怎样用他们,
How the Lord used them.
我们知道雅各是第一个使徒中行道的人,
we know James was the one first who was martyred.
我们知道彼得他是道钉十字架死的人,
we know Peter was hanged on the cross upside down.
我们知道约翰是被冲进这被马海道上的人,
we know that John was put in prison in the island of Patmos.
我们知道多马他一直传道到印度去,
we know Thomas preached all the way to India.
我们知道其他的使徒,
we know all the other disciples.
他们到世界各处地方去传福音,
they went all over the world preaching the gospel.
他们都是为主行道的人,
they are all martyrs for the Lord.
因着这些无用的人,
because of these people they are useless,
主把他们抓在他的手里头,
and the Lord can take them in his hand.
主能使用他,
the Lord can use them,
来建造他自己的教会,
that build his church,
建立他自己的国度,
establish his kingdom.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个就是主所拣选的人,
this is the kind of person looking like it's looking for.
当然这并不是说,
this is not to say,
一个有能力的才能的人,
one who has strength, one who 有, has wisdom,
有智慧的人,
one who has wisdom,
绝对不能被主用,
that he's automatically disqualified.
我们看见保罗是一个例子,
we see Paul is an example.
保罗他是一个有才能的人,
Paul is a person with much gift.
他是一个有智慧的人,
he is a man of wisdom.
他也是一个有地位的人,
he is a man of position.
但是弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当他依靠他自己天然才能的时候,
when he relies on his natural strength,
他不但不能被主用,
he not only cannot be used by God,
并且他对神做了一个极大损害,
and he became God's enemy.
他在那里杀害基督徒,
he was there persecuting God's people.
到了大马士的路上
on the way to Damascus,
主遇见了他
the Lord met him.
他扑倒在地上
he falls flat on the ground.
他五体投地
He cannot lift his hand.
完全放在主的手里头。
He fall down before God.
所有过去的一切
all that is past,
都经过了死亡
go through death.
然后我们看见
then we see
主在哪里
the Lord there.
把属灵的恩典赐给他
give gifts to Paul.
属灵的恩赐赐给他
spiritual gifts to him.
教他天然的这些的才干
Allow all his natural strength,
经过死而复活
go through death and resurrection,
也能使用
and God can use
但是不要忘记
but do not forget,
这些天然的才干
all this natural gift,
经过死而复活
go through death and resurrection,
可以被主使用
can be used by God,
但是这些不过是一个管子一样
but all this is nothing but a channel,
不过是那个工具
it's a vessel,
而里面的那个实质
but the real substance,
乃是属灵的东西
is spiritual,
是他在神面前所学习的
those are the lessons he learned in, from the law
他里面那个东西而是他所认识的基督
all the stuff within his intimate knowledge of the law himself
所以我们要知道
brothers and sisters
做属灵的领袖
to become a spiritual leader
不是根据天然的才能
it's not according to your natural ability
就是天然的才能有一天也能被主利用
but one day even a naturalcapacity can be used by God.
但是这些不过是一个管子
But they are nothing but a channel.
是一个工具
It's a vessel.
不是内容
They are not a substance.
那个内容必须是属灵的灵受
The substance must be spiritual.
必须你在神面前所学习
Those are the lessons you learn before the Lord.
必须是圣灵把基督主持在你的里面
Those are the substance is the spirit incorporate Christ into you.
这样你才能做一个领导的人
And then,you can become those who lead. Otherwise,
你瞎眼领瞎眼的人
you are the blind who lead in the blind.
都要掉在坑里面
you will all fall into the cliff.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
愿神怜悯我们
the Lord have mercy upon us.
我们有一个祷告
It is